The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's vision news is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, from MSN.com, blind people can hear and feel April's total solar eclipse with new technology. Story by Christina Larson for the AP. Washington Dateline. While eclipse watchers look to the skies, people who are blind or visually impaired will be able to hear and feel the celestial event. Sound and touch devices will be available at public gatherings on April 8th when a total solar eclipse crosses North America, the moon blotting out the sun for a few minutes. Eclipses are very beautiful things, and everyone should be able to experience once in their lifetime, said Yuki Hatch, a high school senior in Austin, Texas. Hatch is a visually impaired student and a space enthusiast who hopes to one day become a computer scientist for NASA. On Eclipse Day, she and her classmates at the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired plan to sit outside in the school's grassy quad and listen to a small device called a light sound box that translates changing light into sounds. When the sun is bright, there will be high, delicate flute notes. As the moon begins to cover the sun, the mid-range notes are those of a clarinet. Darkness is rendered by a low, clicking sound. I'm looking forward to being able to actually hear the eclipse instead of seeing it, said Hatch. The light sound device is a result of a collaboration between Wanda Diaz-Merced, an astronomer who is blind, and Harvard astronomer Allison Birlia. That's B-I-E-R-Y-L-A. Diaz-Merced regularly translates her data into audio to analyze patterns for her research. A prototype was first used during the 2017 solar eclipse that crossed the U.S., and the handheld device has been used at other eclipses. This year, they are working with other institutions with the goal of distributing at least 750 devices to locations hosting eclipse events in Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. They held workshops at universities and museums to construct the devices and provide DIY instructions on the group's website. The sky belongs to everyone, and if this event is available to the rest of the world, it has to be available for the blind, too, said Diaz-Merced. I want students to be able to hear the eclipse, to hear the stars. The Perkins Library, associated with the Perkins School for the Blind in Watertown, Massachusetts, plans to broadcast the changing tones of the light sound device over Zoom for members to listen online and by telephone, said outreach manager Aaron Fragola, F-R-A-G-O-L-A. In addition to students, many of the library's senior patrons have age-related vision loss, he said. We try to find ways to make things more accessible for everyone, he said. Others will experience the solar event through the sense of touch with the Cadence tablet from Indiana's Tactile Engineering. The tablet is about the size of a cell phone with rows of dots that pop up and down. It can be used for a variety of purposes, reading Braille, feeling graphics and movie clips, playing video games. For the eclipse, a student can put their hand over the device and feel the moon slowly move over the sun, said Tactile Engineering's Wunji Lau, that's W-U-N-J-I-L-A-U. The Indiana School for the Blind and Visually Impaired started incorporating the tablet into its curriculum last year. Some of the school's students experienced last October's Ring of Fire eclipse with the tablet. Sophomore Jasmine Nelson is looking forward to joining the crowd expected at NASA's big eclipse watching event at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, where the tablet will be available. With the tablet, you can feel like you're a part of something, she said. Added her classmate Minerva Pineda Allen, a junior, this is a very rare opportunity. I might not get this opportunity again. The Associated Press Health and Science Department received support from the Howard Hughes Medical Institute's Science and Educational Media Group. The AP is solely responsible for all content. From NFB.org, supporting students with blindness and visual impairments to learn computational thinking through astronomy. By Eric D. Hochberg, H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G, James K. L. Hammerman, that's Hammer with Man, and Santiago Gasca, G-A-S-C-A. Eric D. Hochberg is a senior researcher at TERC, a nonprofit STEM education research and development organization in Cambridge, Massachusetts. His research and evaluation work focuses on development and refinement of materials and resources to support rigorous, meaningful, relevant, and accessible science, mathematics, and integrated computer science learning experiences. James K. L. Hammerman is co-director of the STEM Education Evaluation Center, SEEC, at TERC. He works with K-12 and higher ed educators in formal and informal environments, addressing a wide range of STEM topics, including data and statistics, computing and artificial intelligence, and climate change and environmental justice, with a focus on equitable access and broadening participation. Santiago Gasca is a researcher and evaluator at TERC. His work focuses on computational thinking, climate change, and the integration of science practices. Abstract. Astronomy is often thought of as a highly visual field, but underlying its beautiful images are data that astronomers analyze using computational tools. The NSF-funded IDATA project developed astronomy and computing education materials for blind and visually impaired, BVI, and sighted middle and high school students, and then assessed the impact of these on students' understanding of computational thinking, CT. Confidence and interest in computing, and beliefs about who can engage in computing. We developed and tested an accessible CT assessment of the data and computational problem-solving practices, Weintraub et al. 2016, at the core of the project. BVI and sighted students made significant gains in computational thinking, with slightly higher gains for BVI students. All students had similar declines in their computing interest and confidence. Finally, both BVI and sighted students had slight but not significant increases in their equity beliefs about visually impaired people engaging in computing. Keywords: STEM education, computational thinking, astronomy, assessments, attitudes. Introduction. Computational thinking, CT. The human thought process that guides the organization of problems and their solutions in a way that enables solutions to be generated by a computer, Wing, 2006, has received growing attention as an important set of competencies that students should develop as part of their K-12 schooling. Most states have adopted policies mandating computer science standards. Code.org, Advocacy Coalition et al., 2021, Santo and DeLizer, 2020, which often identify computational thinking as a component. For example, Arkansas Department of Education, 2018, Nevada Department of Education, 2019, Virginia Department of Education, 2017. CT practices are also described in the framework of the widely implemented AP Computer Science Principles course, College Board, 2020. However, broadening access to CT development opportunities for individuals with a range of sight ability is a challenge, as many K-12 learning applications providing an opportunity to engage in CT require sight. Riazzi et al., 2020. For example, learning environments with graphical output, for example, geometric explorations in Logo, Clementis and Batista, 1989, and programming environments that use drag-and-drop blocks, for example, Scratch, Resnick et al., 2009. The field has made progress in addressing this challenge in recent years, Hadwin Bennett et al., 2018, Milne and Ladner, 2018, such as through development of ways of creating and understanding block-based code using just a keyboard and screen reader, Mount Bebame et al., 2022, that's M-O-U-N-T-A-P, N-B-E-M-E, Nigerian, and through the use of tactile materials in place of screen-based blocks to develop code that generates auditory output, American Printing House, 2023, Morrison et al., 2021. Innovators developing accessible tools for astronomy, iData, a National Science Foundation-funded project, see Notes 1 and 2, engaged both blind and visually impaired, BVI, and sighted middle and high school students in computational thinking processes by making analysis of astronomical data accessible to BVI individuals. Astronomy, though typically understood to be reliant on images from telescopes, is actually an especially data-intensive field, where primary activities of professional scientists involve using computational tools to take measurements and conduct analyses to understand phenomena such as stellar and galactic evolution, exoplanet transits, variable stars, asteroid motion, and much more. In this regard, astronomy offers a fitting context for learning to engage in computational thinking. This occurs through processes such as instructing remote telescopes to point toward an object and capture the light for a specified period of time, using a charge-coupled device, CCD, camera, to convert the light into a data array which can be analyzed, conducting these analyses through data manipulation, and representing data in a form that is accessible to both sighted and visually impaired users, all of which require use of an information processing agent or computer. The iData project aimed to promote equity in astronomy and computational thinking for individuals from groups historically underrepresented in the astronomy and computing fields, specifically BVI and female-identifying or gender non-binary individuals, see Note 3, by providing supports for learning and engagement that increase accessibility. By positioning empathy and identity development at the nexus of astronomy and computing as central to the project's equity objectives, Jackson et al., 2021, incorporating opportunities for all students to learn with, from, and about other students, and practicing scientists or science educators representing these underrepresented groups. iData intended to increase access to astronomy and computational thinking for students regardless of visual ability or gender. Products developed by the project have also been translated into Spanish to further expand access. iData was designed to provide both BVI and sighted students with opportunities for meaningful engagement in astronomy and computational thinking, with intended learning objectives in each of these areas. Learning opportunities occurred through a series of online modules, Associated Universities Incorporated 2019, developed by a team of astronomy and physics educators and undergraduates, many of whom had considerable experience living with blindness or visual impairment, and some of whom were experienced BVI educators. Specific opportunities to engage in computational processes included learning to program in Quorum, a programming language designed with BVI accessibility in mind that works well with screen readers commonly used by BVI individuals, Stefik et al., 2019, and analyzing astronomical data collected through a remote robotic telescope network using sonification. The focus of the culminating astronomical investigation was tracking an asteroid and graphing its light curve. This paper highlights iData's BVI-accessible computational thinking learning opportunities and addresses the following research questions about iData's participants' computational thinking. Number one, how does students' computational thinking change through participation in iData, a learning experience designed to integrate computational thinking and astronomy? Number two, how do students' interest, confidence, and beliefs about who can engage in computing change through participation in iData? Number three, to what extent do BVI students differ from sighted peers in their understanding of computing CT and beliefs about who can engage in it? Theoretical framework. This study's central hypothesis is that engagement with BVI-accessible resources through a substantial long-term computer-based astronomy computing learning experience will build the capacity of both BVI and sighted middle and high school students to engage in CT. Specifically, the iData project envisioned that the learning experiences it created would A, support development of CT understanding, and B, increase levels of interest and confidence regarding computing in STEM, as well as the perception of other abled individuals and the self-perception of BVI individuals to engage in computing in STEM. Ultimately, the project expected that enhanced accessibility of ways to use computing to do astronomy, coupled with facilitated opportunities to engage in meaningful learning, would yield equitable outcomes for BVI and sighted individuals i.e., would be as effective for BVI students as for non-BVI students. In this section, we describe the theoretical foundations that led to this hypothesis. Computational thinking. As its importance in education has increased in the past few years, there have been extensive debates about how to define computational thinking. International Society for Technology in Education and Computer Science Teachers Association, 2011, Grover and P, 2013, Schutt et al, 2017, Weintraub et al, 2016. Many go back to the seminal description by Wing, 2006, page 33. Computational thinking involves solving problems, designing systems, and understanding human behavior by drawing on the concepts fundamental to computer science. It includes thinking recursively, choosing an appropriate representation for a problem, and using abstraction and decomposition when attacking a large, complex task, among other things. While grounded in the concepts and ways of thinking of computer science, this definition, like most others, acknowledges that computational thinking is more than just programming a computer. The Computer Science Teachers Association, CSTA, identified abstraction as CT's keystone and described several widely accepted elements of computational thinking. Abstractions and pattern generalizations, including models and simulations, systemic processing of information, symbol systems and representations, algorithmic notions of flow of control, structured problem decomposition, modularizing, iterative, recursive, and parallel thinking, conditional logic, efficiency, and performance constraints, and debugging and systematic error detection. Grover and P, 2013, pages 39 and 40. In addition to elaborating on the meaning of abstraction, this description includes attention to important programming concepts and processes, as well as attention to computer hardware systems. And Weintraub et al., 2016, describes a fourfold taxonomy of computational thinking in math and science classrooms: data practices, modeling and simulation practices, computational problem-solving practices, and systems thinking practices, page 127. This taxonomy includes many of the computational thinking elements described by the CSTA and others, but also adds an emphasis on data, including data manipulation and representation practices, which are important in astronomical investigations. The curriculum and assessment development in iData focused on two of these four categories: data practices and computational problem-solving, CPS, practices. Well, that's enough of that for today. There's a lot more. NFB.org has other research programs ongoing. Here's a synopsis of those. Research Program. The National Federation of the Blind is committed to promoting innovative research concerning blindness. The mission of our research program is to help deepen our understanding of the real problems that face blind people and to help blind people increase independence, self-respect, and self-determination. Our research has included in-depth investigation of new approaches in education and rehabilitation of the blind, attitudes toward the blind, innovations related to the use of Braille, quality of life issues, cutting-edge technologies, products, and services developed by and for the blind. Our current research interests include identification of blind youth who have learned how to use a personal computer, impact of refreshable Braille displays on reading fluency, impact of the length of refreshable Braille displays on reading comprehension, the most efficient ways to read with refreshable Braille displays and how to improve efficiency, how electronic formats have changed Braille teaching strategies, effective Braille instruction and strategies to combat poor Braille instruction, environmental influences on Braille reading fluency, techniques used by fast Braille readers, improved methodologies for providing the blind with access to visual information, best practices for the blind to understand visual information through non-visual methods, improvements in the creation of tactile graphics, strategies for teaching visual intelligence, impact of the age at which a person becomes blind, what can be learned about the brain of the blind through MRI scan studies, the most effective methods for the blind to find employment, impact of parent advocacy and the employment of their blind adult children, barriers faced by blind adults entering science, technology, engineering, and math professions, impact of exposure to successful blind people at blind consumer conventions on outcomes achieved by vocational rehabilitation counselors. Case studies of teachers of the blind achieving exceptional results with students. Case studies of blind students with additional disabilities who are learning Braille. Research collaborations. To advance our research mission, we have created a process by which researchers can collaborate with the NFB on research projects, obtain assistance or advice, or obtain help recruiting participants for their research studies. If you are a researcher interested in working with the NFB to recruit participants for your study, please complete the online research participant solicitation request form at the hotlink. We will review your request and let you know if more details are needed. Please contact research@nfb.org for additional information. Research Advisory Council. The Research Advisory Council is a group of uniquely qualified individuals who serve as a consultative body to the NFB on research priorities. The Research Advisory Council identifies appropriate, independent, and collaborative research projects and pursues opportunities to strengthen the breadth and depth of influence of the NFB in the blindness research arena. Members of the Research Advisory Council: Mika Baugh, BAUGH, PhD student, Indiana University. Edward Bell, PhD Director, Professional Development and Research Institute on Blindness, Louisiana Tech University. Cynthia Bennett, PhD, Senior Research Scientist, Google. Curtis Chong, Non-Visual Access Technology Consultant, now retired. Nazanin M. Haydarian, PhD, Assistant Professor, School of Social Work, University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. Seth Lamkin, Grant Program Officer, National Federation of the Blind. Anil Lewis, Executive Director, Blindness Initiatives, National Federation of the Blind. Natalie Shaheen, PhD, Assistant Professor, College of Education, Illinois State University. Carrie Cipollo, PhD, Research Developer, Educational Testing Service. Eric Vasiliauskas, MD, VASILIAUSKAS. Associate Clinical Director, Inflammatory Bowel Disease Program, Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. Katie Wang, PhD, Assistant Professor, Department of Social and Behavioral Sciences, Yale School of Public Health. If you are a blind master's or PhD student interested in the guidance and support of a Research Advisory Council member to serve as a mentor and or informal advisor to you in your research, please contact research@nfb.org. From journals.sagepub.com. Social Support for Students with Visual Impairments in Educational Institutions, an Integrative Literature Review. Abstract. Students with visual impairments often experience emotional problems and encounter difficulties in forming and maintaining social relationships. Research indicates that the social support provided to these students by staff members and their peers in educational institutions may have a positive impact on their academic learning and socio-emotional development. The purpose of this integrative literature review was to synthesize the results from 17 academic articles published during 1998 and 2018, which examined the topic of social support for students with visual impairments in educational institutions. This review reveals that for students with visual impairments, cooperation, empathetic behavior, and practical assistance are the main components of social support. These students actively seek social support from staff members and peers, but they face many challenges, such as the lack of training and awareness. Support from staff members contributes to students' academic learning and social inclusion, whereas peers' social support enhances their self-esteem and social acceptance. The outlined positive effects of educational interventions on students' social skills and social interactions support the need for implementing more interventions. The limitations of the studies reviewed and recommendations for future research are discussed. Introduction. Visual impairment may limit social interaction and have a negative impact on individual socio-emotional development. Rosenblum, 1998. Children with visual impairments may present with more emotional and behavioral difficulties than their sighted peers. Harrison Lord, 2016, Penquart and Pfeiffer, 2014. They also appear to prefer to spend most of their time in solitary and parallel play and do not usually engage in imaginative play or social interactions with their sighted classmates. Celeste, 2006, Magaha and Farron, 2001. This may be due to the limitations they face in perceiving both visual cues and others' nonverbal movements. Celeste, 2006. In addition, research shows that they may present problem behaviors and poorer social skills than their sighted classmates, Ozkubat and Ozdemir, 2015, which may result in social isolation. Hurre, H-U-U-R-R-E, et al., 1999. There is also evidence that they are at greater risk of emotional difficulties. Findings from a systematic literature review suggest that children and adolescents with visual impairments present with more emotional problems, namely anxiety, fear, and/or depression. Augustad, 2017. Research evidence indicates that these problems may stem from a number of factors, such as the neurological impairments associated with their vision, limited participation in leisure time activities, increased dependency on others, and increased parental control. Augustad, 2017, Penquart and Pfeiffer, 2014. Adolescents with visual impairments seem to be bullied more often by their sighted peers in the school environment. Rosenblum, 2000, and demonstrate lower self-esteem compared with the latter, Halder and Dada, 2012. As with younger children, loneliness can also be frequent among adolescents with visual impairments. And Arrow, 1998, Jessup et al., 2017. High levels of loneliness among students with special educational needs in mainstream schools may indicate that these students are at risk of lifelong socio-emotional problems if they do not receive the appropriate support. Bossert et al., 2012, Schwab, 2015. It is generally acknowledged that children and adolescents with disabilities often encounter additional adversities, disadvantages, and difficulties during their development, and experience exclusion from age-appropriate activities, Hart et al., 2014. For this reason, it is suggested that interventions and practices aiming to enhance resilience may be particularly beneficial for these children, provided that their access to and equal participation in them are ensured, Hart et al., 2014. Resilience refers to positive outcomes with regard to adaptation and development, despite the presence of significant challenges, Mastin and Coatsworth, 1995. It is considered to be a dynamic process resulting from the interactions both within the individual and between her and the environment, Hart et al., 2014, Luthar et al., 2000, Mastin, 2001. Resilience implies the involvement of protective factors, Rutter, 1990. We have run out of time and this is getting long. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind and visually impaired and have print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next week.